Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi, daf Nun Hey.
Nun Hey, as we inch our way towards the end of this amazing Masechta, and we are involved in the issues of Pikuach Nefesh. Let's read that Mishnah again that we ended off with the last year, Misha Achso Bulmas. So in the last Mishnah, we already said that Pikuach Nefesh, if a pregnant woman is smells something, and we could give her to eat, if a chole, machilinosa, based on Biki and based on herself, many different details that we didn't go into, but a lot of the sources of that discussion is right here. So Misha Achso Bulmas, we mentioned somebody has some type of illness that they have to eat right away, or else they're going to die. We give them anything, even Dvarim Tameim. Even Dvarim Tameim, Achi Yerainov, until his eyes light up, which was the simon of getting better, right? Even Dvarim Tameim. What's the chiddush of Dvarim Tameim? I mean, it's Yom Kippur. Give him anything, you, anything. Ask the Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The Tosefes Yom Kippurim was an Achron, Rav Chabiv, that he wrote the Sefer Kapos Tamarim on Sukkah and Yom Trua on Rosh Hashanah. And Tosefes Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. So he quotes Ikal Meidach here on Daf Pei Gimel. Kiva de Biyom Kippur Askinon. Since we're talking about Yom Kippur, Ditzorach Letzum Leima Stama Machilim Aso. Just say you feed him. Pshita Dimlo Nimsa Dvarim Hamutarim Laha Achilo Den Achilo Dvarim Hasurim Afilu Tmeim. What's the chiddush? Just say you feed him. What's the chiddush of Dvarim Tmeim? The Yired the Asa Lashmiinon the Ein Machzirin Al Dvar Hamutar. You don't have to search for a Dvar Mutar. Ela memaharim benimsa, you just give him whatever you find. Even dvarim tameim, you don't have to make a strong effort to find anything else. That's line one. Then mishnah kelev shota. This is not about Yom Kippur, just in general. Pikuach nefesh, if somebody's bitten by a mad dog, a rabid dog, ein machilin oso michatzer kavit shel, you do not give the person from the chatzer kavit, from the liver. Ramasi mincharis mother, Ramasi mincharis says you do. You do. So what is that about? You give from the liver, or don't give from the liver. So the Rambam. The Rambam we mentioned yesterday. The Rambam says he right here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Ve'ein halacha ki Rav Masya ben Cheresh. Shehitir laha'achilas ha'adam yom sam kippur yoseras kavich alakev shadam nashach. He says talking about Yom Kippur, but maybe he's talking about any time. Mipnei she'eino mo'il ela b'derach segula. Because it only works with a derech segula, and it's not the normal way. It's not the refuah beduka menusa. The chacham omrim ein over nal mitzvah ela bari pui bilvad shu davar barur shahahigayon v'hanisayon hapashut mechayven osel. Oh, so if we're talking about what's the downside? What's the downside? Oh, that's why the Rambam says it's talking about Yom Kippur or Shabbos. The downside is that refuah. Isn't this a refuah on Shabbos? This is a refuah on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam, the Chachamim say, you don't violate over al mitzvah ela baripui bilvad shu davar barur shagiyon vaniseyon hapashut mechayven osel. Ava baripui skulos lo lefisha inyanam chalush lo yichayvu ahigayon. It's not logical. The Rambam, speaking with his medical hat on, this doesn't work. Ubesiyum ra ubenisyono rachok vihitaina min hatoin ba vizek klal gadol daehu. The big klal. This is what the Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayos, and that's why the Chachamim argue. If you look in the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, as we second one of the day, he quotes this on this daf Pei Gimel, and he says, "But look, there are many places in Shas where we use non-logical, scientifically proven." So, Parakvav the Shabbos, Yotzin, Mebesas Achargol, B'shein Shul. You got to go out on Shabbos with this, the egg of a grasshopper and the tooth of a wolf, of a fox. Mishum Refua. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Chum Omer, Afacholas, Mishum Darkei Ha'amori. The Gemara talks about the Rabbi and Rava say anything that's Mishum Refua, Ain Bo Mishum Darkei Ha'amori. Because of our Rambam Sham, Pirsha Mishnah, the Refuas Halalohim Beskula. Valacha Grab Yochanan. Valacha Grab Yochanan, Vachim Pazam Bechibur Agadol. The Rambam himself says, sometimes you could use segulas. But he passes like the Chachamir. Don't compare the two cases where, like in Masechah Shabbos, it says you can walk out with these things, and in Masechah Yuma you can't. If there is no downside, there's no isser that you're violating when you use a certain type of refuah of skula, like the ones in the end of the sixth parak of Shabbos. Deleka lemeches b'misum mishur daraisa mitzad atzma. Ela mishum chukos hagoyim. The only potential issur is chukos hagoyim. So we say if you're doing it mishum refuah, it's not chukos hagoyim. Aval refuah dihi al derech skula v'yesh ba issur daraisa mitzad atzma. But if it's a derech skula that you're violating a different issur, not just there's no chukos ha'akim because it's mishum refuah, but not kagon achilas mei matamei, you're giving a non kosher animal. That's what I think the Rambam would hold. He continues and discusses other Rishonim that don't say as a straight like the Rambam, but that's the Rambam. And right here, the Refua and the Tosefta Yom Kippur. Okay, that's the next line. Next, if somebody has some type of illness in the throat, which was known to lead to more serious illness, right? You give him medicine because it's safek pikuach nefesh, and even safek pikuach nefesh is, as we know, doche yom kippur, doche all yisurim. She calls safek nefashus doche as a Shabbos. So doche Shabbos, kavachomer is doche yom kippur, because Shabbos is the ultimate. Shabbos is, they're both Shabbos, Shabbos, but Shabbos is, as we know, is the source. Tchilo l'mikrei kodesh, and zechel maase breishus. Mishanaf ala mapoles, safek usham, safek shein osham. If somebody has a building fall on them, and you're not sure if he's there, you're not even sure if he's there. Safek chai, safek meis, and even if he was there, maybe he's dead already. And if he's dead already, there's no reason to be mechalel. Savig nachri, savig Yisrael, or maybe he's a non-Jew or a Jew. And there's also differences in halacha in terms of what you're allowed to be mechalel for. Mefakar lov, you still keep going. You keep going, you search, because it's safik. Any type of safik, pikuach nefesh, is enough. Matzul chai, mefakar lov, and if you find him alive, you keep going. V'imeis him, if you find him and he's dead, then you can't do any more malacha. You can't do any more malacha for somebody who's dead. There's no more pikuach nefesh there. V'meis yanicheyo. Right? No more pikuach nefesh for somebody who's dead. There is that funny tosfos. Not funny, but just unusual tosfos where the tosfos asks at the end of Bamitzia, if Eliyahu Navi was a Kohen, that how was he metami himself for to bring the dead back and do tchias amesim and do mouth to mouth. Tosfos says, because he knew, borer sheyichayehu, he knew for sure he'd bring him back, so he was allowed pikuach nefesh, just docha. That's what Tosfos says, and I run and wonder. Only because Vadai, we know, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, even if it's Safik. So what do you mean Vadai? So it could be, no. Safik is Doche if you're trying to keep a life alive. But it could be if you're trying to bring back a life, that it has to be Vadai. So I'm going to explain that Tosfos at the end of Bamitzia. Okay. Minayin, says the Gemara, Minayin Shemachin also Tevela Vitzimukin Shal Truma. How do we know that if somebody is has this bulmus, then we feed him very sweet things. Sweet things are the best. Dveilov et simukin, raisins and sweet figs. Shall truma, even if truma, he's not a kohen, right? He's violating an issur of misa b'dei shemayim. The Reb Chaim Knievsky notes, even if there's other food, I feel this late meaning, oh, there's other foods, but this is the best food. Sweet foods are the best foods to cure the bulmus. Min hada, how do you know that from? You know that from the pasuk. Vayitnu lo pelach dvela vishnei simukim. Right, where is that story? That's by the mice of Tziklag, that they found an ish mitzri basada, and he was starving, and they're trying to revive him. And finally, when he had these fruit, that gave him life. That really revived him. Right, the Karbonada says shvamina did simukim bedvela meshivin rucho shel haraev. You realize that these things are mesh of the ruach. Revi Chuna Amar, different source. Esrim ba'arba esronos shachal David baravon achlan. Revi Chuna says the 24 esronos. What does that mean? David HaMelech, when he ran away to Nov, Nov Irakonim, when he was running away from Shaul, the only thing he tells Achimelech, who is the Kohen Gadol there, says the only thing that he was able to eat was bread, the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was given to him by the to save his life. That's read the story in Shmuel Aleph and Perachov Aleph. Vayavu David Nove El Achimelech HaKohen. Vayechad Achimelech. Look at David. Achimelech's like, what are you doing here? Vayamal Matu Atal Vadecha Veini Shitach. Nobody's with you. And David says, Ishal Yeda Meuma. Don't tell anybody. Vato Ma Yesh Tachas Yadcha. What do you have? Chamisha Lechem Tzna Biyadi Oanimsa. Just give me some bread. I'm starving. And Vayan HaKohen is David. Vayomer Ein Lechem Chol El Tachas Yadi. I have no bread without kedusha. Ki im lechem kodesh yesh im nishmeru hanarim ach meisha. I have lechem kodesh that has to be in petara. David says, Vayomel ki im isha atzura lanu kismol shulshon b'tzeisi prim kodesh uderachol vav ki ayom yikdash akeli. He talks about vayitin lo akoin kodesh ki lo hayasham lechem ki im lechem apanim hamusarim elivnei Hashem lasum lechem chom biyom hi lacho. That's, by the way, the pasuk that we know Chazal darshan that it was fresh even a week later when they took it off every Shabbos to give to the mishmaros kalsum lechem chom. It's hot kiyom biyom hi lacho, just like the day it was put on there. So David HaMelech ate this. Even though he was not a Kohen, David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, Shevet Yehuda, of course, but that's what saved him. That's what saved him because he had this starving illness, right? Esam Arba Isronos, which means the 10, right? 12 Isronos, if you split it in half. David ate Baravot. Rabbi Yochanan Matzei Kein. Rabbi Yochanan also had this happen to him. He had the Choli of Ravon. And Va'achal Mata Ashka Kadamo, he ate everything in front of him. Whatever he could find, he ate. V'karun Alay. And he called about himself, or they called about him, Hachachma Techaya Ba'aleha. The wise are Mechaya, the ones that know the wisdom. What is that referring to? So if you look in the Bavli has a different version. And the Achronim in the back wonder, did it happen twice to Rabbi Yochanan? Or it's just a different version of the story? Because what's the wisdom here? Just eat. So in the Bavli version, this is quoted by the Mefarshim here on the side. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He quotes the Bavli version from Daf Pei Gimel that he went to a fig tree and he ate from the eastern side of the fig tree, which was the sweetest. And that's where the sun really gets to. And that's what showed his wisdom, that he knew what to eat exactly. Valzeh kara hachach matachaya baleha. Sheyada le'echol min ha-mizrach. Shashemesh make alav, that the sun beats down on it. Vishi misuka, vidarash lami krabi gemara. Avob Yerushalmi ends off Rav Chaim Kanievsky, lo mashbekein. Yerushalmi, you don't have this extra detail. If we went to the east side, it just says he ate everything. Ela shachal mashalafanav, ukinirish shahaya dvar iser. Maybe it was because it was a dvar iser, and he knew that, you know, bachachma, this is what you have to do in order to stay alive. Okay, different versions of that story. Tani, machilin oso es akol bekal. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Whenever we feed a person and he has to eat an iser because his life is in danger, so we always try to minimize, right, the iser. We know isurim, there are different levels and gradations of isurim. We know when it comes to mitzvahs asay, then ein ato yodea matan tzcharin shal mitzvahs. And therefore, havizor, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the second parak, havizor b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, and therefore we don't pick and choose when it comes to mitzvahs. When it comes to los asays, then of course we pick and choose, right? The Rambam talks about that there on that Mishnah, where the Rambam notes that there are principle of osek b'mitzvah patar mina mitzvah, you don't push away mitzvahs if you're involved in one, but that's only regarding mitzvahs asay. We don't know the difference. But the los asays, the Rambam says here, the hine bira kasav amna mitzvahs los asay bira kasav vaonesh al kolachas mehen milvat hamaat v'chayev biksas mitzvahs ubiksas kares ubisabed shemayim umalkus viadanu mina onshe mitzvahs los asay kulan. Ma mehen isura chomer, ma mehen lamata mizeh. Shmona madregas. That's what I'm talking about. Shmona madregas. Right? The top four are the skilas reitha herik chenek. Those are the four. Number five is kares. Number six is misa bidei shamayim. Seven is malchus. Eight is no malchus. No punishment. Umeela madregos neida godel hachet v'kotno, says the Rambam. And through these levels, you know, the seriousness and the severity. Aval mitzvahs asay lo nisba'er schar kol achas mehen mahu etzel Hashem. We don't know ad she neida ma mehen yoser chashu v'ma mehen lamata mizeh. We don't know. Elsa tziva lasos ma'isa ploni uploni v'lo yivada schar eze mishneim yeser yoser gadol etzel echad. We know by los asays which gets more punishments, but we don't know by the asays which gets more schar. Lefichach roi lishtadel bekulan. That's why we have to do what we can. Everyone, and that's why Oseg b'mitzvah, Patar mina mitzvah, and that's why Eim Avir in all the mitzvahs, good. That's the Rambam. So it begins to hear, so by Hakal Hakal, if we have Isurim in front of us, we always try to violate the lesser one. So Achinoso is Hakal Bakal. Nevela Truma, Achinoso Mitruma. Nevela and Truma, you give him Truma. Why? Because that's the more Kal one. Why is that the more Kal one? The Gemara is going to ask that. Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim for a czar. Nevela is only a Nisar Lav with Malkus. We'll see. Tevel and Shvius, machilin also Shvius. Tevel and Shvius, You give him shvius. What's shvius? What do you mean shvius? Shvius is a mitzvah to eat shvita produce, according to the Ramban. No, shvius la'achar bi'ur. La'achar bi'ur, you have to be mafkir it, you're not allowed to eat it. According to the Rambam, even you have to burn it. But tevel and shvius, so you give him shvius. Tevel is a misa b'deshamayim. While shvius is, at most, it's an isser asay, right? That's what the Mefarshim here explained. Chala v'arla tzricha. Chala and arla tzarech iyan. Tzarech iyan, which one is more chamer and more kal? What's the issue? Explains the Karbana Eda. Arla is aser bahana'a. But it's not aser isser misa. While the chala is like truma, right? Avon misa, misa b'nei shamayim. So that's why it is tzarech iyan. Which do you go by, the more inclusive? Does that make it more chamer, isser hana'a? Or do you go by the more serious onesh? That is the suffix of the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosa. Kashite kumei Rabbi Ba. What we said before. Truma ba avon misa v'nevela belosase. V'atam rahachin. Truma is misa b'deshamayim. Nevela is a losase with malchus. So how could you say that truma is more kal? Kamanda amar me'alein kiblo alenas amaisrus. Maybe it's like the shita that we had earlier in Masechah Shvius and elsewhere, that the kedusha of the, when the Bnei Yisrael came back the second time, machlokes, kitsha, rishnia, whether that was kitsha lasa lavo or not. So maybe this opinion is like the opinion that says it's not daraisa. Me'alei and kiblu, they accepted. They accepted trumas and maestros, they accepted the din derabanan, and therefore, don't be surprised that this is more chamer than this, because, truma is derabanan, and nevela is the oraisa. And that's why truma is more kal. There is a very interesting, fascinating discussion in the Rishonim on these hakal issues. And it starts with the Ran and the Rush. They all quote this, tshuva of the Ravid. Tshuva of the Ravid. And that is, we said you go by hakal hakal. So we know that's usually simple to ask. If you have something that's, two machals asuros, one is less, stringent than the other, that's when you eat. But what happens, they ask the Ravid and that's the Ran and the Rush, what happens if I have a piece of not kosher. So I could eat not kosher. And I could save my life. I could eat not kosher meat. Or I have a kosher animal here. So maybe the other choice is to shech the animal, cook it, and then the rest of the time I'm going to be eating kosher meat. So, but that's an isser skila. But I won't be eating so much. Do you look at, and this is a Rabbi Yosef Engel issue, has a whole article about this, but it starts with the Ran and the Rush on this sugya. And that is, to do a lot of lower level isurim or one big level isur, right? You're going to have to violate Chilul Shabbos, but then after that it's going to be kosher, or many, many bites of kizesim of losases. So that's the issue right here. The Ran discusses. Nira Lee, delagabe chola ein isur nevela kal mi isur Shabbos. By chola nevela is not more kal, then he did nevela isur la, v'shabbos isur skila. Yes, that's true. But he could chumrach rina ben nevela. Shilafisha ha ochlo over belav al kol zayis v'zayis shaba. Every bite. Kidamrina gabi nazir, like a nazir, shows a yayin, al tishta, if he gets a asura between each one, he's chayv on each one. Avalinian Shabbos, lo over elabisha shchita. The char lavu, the ika, the maiser Shabbos mutarin. Right? So that's the issue. Do you say that quantity parallels and balances quality, right? That's the, how Rabbi Yosef Engel generalizes that run. That's the first piece in that he has. I think it's Nasan Daraisa. And that's, quality versus quantity. He talks about, he relates that to Avram Avinu, that when he comes to Mitzrayim, he says, "En yirsal kimam makom hazeh." And therefore, what are they going to do? They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me to take my wife. When Shvichas Damim, right? They're very machon about Gili Arayas. What Shvichas Damim they're not machon about? He explains here, because Shvichas Damim is a one-time thing. One-time thing, boom, it's done. Gili Arayas, every time they live with this woman, they're going to be violating Gili Arayas. That's why it might have been more chamer in their eyes. Good. Simani Kalev, back to the Gemara. What are the simanim of a wild and a dog that you have to stay away from, a mad dog? Simani Kalev Shote, Piv Pasuach, his mouth is open. Verira wrote Yoreid, he has spittle coming out. Uznav Seruchos, his ears are enlarged and folded over. Znavo Nasum Beishev Yarkosav, his tail is hanging down. Mahalech Litzdadden, he walks on the side, not in the middle of the road. Val Klovim Nofchimbo, other dogs bark at him. V'yishomer Mafu Novechin Kol Nishma. And others say he tries to bark, but he doesn't make any sounds. Ma'iska Da'adein Kalev Shote, what causes it? Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Ruach, Tizazis ole alav. Some type of ruach ra has overtaken him. V'charana amar ishma wadekasbo. It's a witch. Somebody, wanted to practice. On this dog. And that's how it ended up. And now the dog is sick. Germani, avde drebi yudin nashie nashko kelav shota. What happens? Germani, either of a person's name or Germania from the place. The servant of Reb Yehuda Nasi was bitten by Kalat Shotev. Echilo michazer kavit shelo. This goes back to the suggested possibility of giving the liver and velonis rapa. It didn't work, right? Just like we saw in the Mishnah that maybe from the Rambam it didn't work. Miyamav, and the Gemara just says Miyamav al yomer lecha adam shenashkel kelav shotev v'chaya. Don't let anybody convince you that they were bitten by a mad dog and lived, because it never happened. Sha'akso chavarvar v'chaya. This chavarvar is a type of very dangerous animal. Nobody got bitten by it. Sheba'atato pirda v'chaya, or a mule kicked by the mule and lived. Bilvat play delavana, this type of white mule. These are all very dangerous things that could happen to a person. Period. Says the Gemara now, parallel Gemara in Bavli, but here in the Yerushalmi, it is much shorter, as commonly seen in the Yerushalmi. We already alluded to this Gemara yesterday. How do you know even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Not just Pikuach Nefesh, but even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So in the Bavli, you have six or seven suggestions. Here you have two. Number one, ach hashab sosai tishmoru, miyate. Ach is always a miyate. Keep my Shabbos, ach. But ach, don't keep my Shabbos always. There's a limit. When not to keep Shabbos? Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, we don't keep Shabbos. That's the ach. The Bavli rejects this one by saying, maybe that's only by vade pikuach nefesh. Who says even by sava pikuach nefesh we're doche? So the Yerushalmi doesn't have that question. Yerushalmi must think that automatically, if Vada is Docha, then Savig is Docha. Must be that's no difference. Istaboy Meimer, and others say, Amr Torah, what we said yesterday, Chalal of Shabbos, Hu Yoshev, and Mishabbos Shabbos Arbe. Be Mechal this Shabbos, so you can have many Shabbosos that you can fulfill. The Bavli, the Yerushalmi here does not quote the Maskana of the Bavli, and that is V'chai Bohem, V'lo Sheyamas Bohem. Right, that's quoted there, and the Gemara says there all of them have a pircha except for that one. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mavi Shakulo Goyim Yisrael Echadar Betocho. You have a whole area, whole neighborhood. There's only one Jew in the whole area. V'Navla Bo Mapolos, and whole Mapolos, a big building fell. M'Fakar Olam B'Shul Yisrael Shalsham. You B'Chal Shabbos to save that one. To save that one Jew. In other words, Ein Holchin B'Bikuach Nefesh Achor Haruv. Ad Heichan, if you're uncovering and the person's under the building, where do you go till until when you uncover part of his body and you see that he's not alive? Okay, you have to stop. So which part of the body? Train on Moron, Machlokes, also in the Bavli, Charamarat Shachotmo, you check until the nose, Charamarat Hiburo, until the belly button. If you see, if breathing is going on, and there's no Machlokes, Manda Amarat Chotmo, Bahuta Havikayam, Chotmo, the nose is where you found him from the top. We found it from the top. That's how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands this. And therefore, when you get to the nose, it's enough. Mandamatiburo, bohudavi rochin. The belly button, it means we got to the, you got there first. Got there first before you got to the nose. Okay, this is a big part of the issue of, the state of brain death and other, related issues. Breathing, does the lack of breathing, does that mean, death? That's a big discussion, but this Gemara is obviously a big part of that. Tani, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, Hazar is Meshubach, someone who acts with his resource is praiseworthy. Vaha Nishal Maguna, if somebody, and he has to ask, Maguna, Nishal, meaning somebody who is asked. The rabbi who didn't give a speech about it and needs to be asked, is Pikuach Nefesh Ocha Shabbos, that's Maguna. Vaha Shoal Areza Shofech Damim, and if you're busy asking, instead of going to save a life, that is Shofech Damim. That's what Mishnah Berurah screams about in Shin Chav Ches. Avav, the Mishnah Berurah says, that every rabbi has to make sure that their kehila knows, and they don't have a situation where they have to ask right then. The Mishnah Berurah says every rabbi has to shin chav ches and sivkat and vav. Here, I won't read it because I want to continue, but he says everybody has to make sure that their kehila knows that that is the halacha. Tani, kodar shumi shum shalsal kane inomer miasu dvarim megayim uktanim, alafilo gdolim afili Yisrael. Anytime there's a sakanas nefashis, you don't have to dafke ask the non-Jew or the ketanim, even gdolim, gdoli Yisrael. Somebody asked for Shlomo Zalman, should I take off my yarmulke when I get into the ambulance and drive it on Shabbos to save a life? Shlomo Zalman says, what do you mean, take off your yarmulke? Put on your strimal. That was his lashon, right? Just the opposite. You have to do what is supposed to be done. There is a machlokes, what if it could be done easily by a goy without any delay?
right, by a katan. So that's the machlokas. Rishonim, the Mechaber and the Ramah also discussed this in Shinchav Chesiyud Beis. Kshemachalun Shabbos al Chol Sheish Bo Sakana Mishtadim Shalola Asosai Deinu Yehudi V'Ktanim V'Nashim Ela De Yisraelim Gedolim B'nei Das. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, the Yesh, Omrim, the Arzarua, Dim Efshalasos, below Dichui, below Ichor, they Shinui. If you could ask them without having any type of delay or any kind of negative effect, Osei they Shinui. Dim Efshalasos, Osei Deinu Yehudi, below Ichor Klal, Osei Deinu Yehudi, Vechain Noagin. Avamakam Deish Lechush Leshis Atzel, Hainu Yehudi, Ein Lasos, Ay Deinu Yehudi, if it's any chash of a problem. We had this back in Masechta Shabbos, I think. Right? There was once a story. There was a fire in Yossi ben Chatzimoy's chatzer. Besichin. V'yardu b'nei katzer shal tzipor an l'chaboso. The government sent people to put out the fire. V'lo hiniach lehen, and he didn't let them. Amar, hanichu l'gabai sheikves chovo. He says, let the gabai, let Hashem, I'm supposed to lose. Sheikves chovo. Again, this is not normative practice. Right? Just like if somebody gets sick, the Ramban writes in Bechukosai, if we're not at a time of Nevuah, go to the doctor. But this is at a different time, and he says, leave it. And what happens right after he said that, Miyad Kasher Alaf Ha'anan V'Kibu, the clouds came and the rain came and extinguished it. Motzi Shabbos, Shalach L'Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'an Sela. He paid everybody on Motzi Shabbos, because they came, even though he told them not to do it. Ule Ifarkos Shalen Chamishim Dinar. He didn't pay their officers. Amru Chachamim, Lo Yitzarach Lasos Kain. The rabbi said he didn't have to do that. They were coming to save on their own. He didn't ask them to do it, but he was Machmir. Cha nafti havi megirid Rabbi Yonah. There was a certain non-Jew in Rabbi Yonah's neighborhood. Naflis delexa bimiguse to Rabbi Yonah. And there was a fire that was happening in the neighborhood. Alza hu nafti boy mitafta. Right, there was a certain neighbor of his that was going to put it out because he was worried about his own stuff. Velo shafki Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah didn't let him. Amrle bigadoch midli. Right, it's on your head. It's on your head. If I lose my stuff, it's on your head. Amalei, in, you're right. Vishtes of Kule, and the whole thing was saved, and he didn't have to worry about it. Reb Yudin, the Kfar Ami, Paras Gulsi al Gadisha. One time Reb Yudin spread out a beged on the chest where fire was coming. Vinura Arkamine, and the fire went the opposite direction. The Ramah writes, we discussed this also back in Masechta Shabbos, that Bizman Azeh, you know, fires, Pikuach Nefesh, put it out as soon as you can, even Daraisis if you have to. It's pikuach nefesh. In those days, they had certain types of fires that were not pikuach nefesh at all. It was just an issue of monetary loss. That's where you have all these discussions. But bizman hazeh, any type of fire, you know, you put out as soon as you can because it could really spread. Ad kan Yom Kippur. Well, somewhat, but now we get to tshuva and kapara, which is the last couple of dafim here in this Masechta. Chatas, and the mitzvah of tshuva, as we know, is a huge topic. The Rambam, many volumes have been written about the Rambam Shita, about Tshuva, because the Rambam's Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva is, Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, ben asei ben lo sasei, all mitzvahs, im over, al da malachas mehen, if somebody violates one of them, bein bezodon, bein mishkaga, on purpose or b'shogig, kishe ya'ase Tshuva, v'shov mecheto, v'yashov, when a person does Tshuva and he returns, chayav lizvalos levanei kel baruchu, he's chayav to be misvada. So it sounds like the Menchas Chinuch says, there's no chiyuv to do tshuva. It's just background. If you decide to do tshuva, then chayev yidui. If you decide to wear a beged, a dal kanfos, you have to chiyuv to put on tzitzis. So where's the chiyuv of that? Okay, maybe we'll talk about that next time. Let's first continue. Chadis va'ashem ba'adei mechaper, and the carbon chatos that are brought for on many averis. First mission in Krisus. Va'ashem, and the carbon ashem that brought on certain averis. Va'adei mechaper, and those are chief kapara. Mis of Yom Kippur mechaper in matshuva. Mis and Yom Kippur mechaper with tshuva. Tshuva mechaper as al averis akalos. Tshuva is mechaper on light averis. Al asei v'alos asei. Aseiz and los aseiz. What are kalos? We'll see. But pashas, it means those that don't have as very chomer punishment like misa and misa v'shamayim. But chamuros utola shiavu yom kippur mechaper. Chamuros, right? Even misa, tshuva is not mechaper. You have to wait until Yom Kippur in order to have the kapara. And the Gemara talks about also chil Hashem, even worse. Taman tanina. And we learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos relating to Kal and Chomer Averis. Al Zadon Mikdash Kadashav for going into the base of Mikdash on purpose while Tame, or eating a carbon on purpose while Tame. And he wants to do tshuva for it. Seir Nase Bifnim V'Yom Kippur Mechaper. The Seir Lashem, as we discussed at Lent in this Masechta, and Yom Kippurim together, that's Mechaper on that Avera. V'Yal Shara Averis Shebetorah, but all other Averis,
Kalos Achamuras, Donuts Hishkagos, Ho Devalo Hoda, you know about it or not, Asavalo, Asevalo Sase, Krisus Mises Bezdin, Sirim Shalech Machaper. Sirim Shalech is the catch-all. Everything besides, Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav. The Gemara says, one second though, Lohi Kalos Asevalo Sase, Lohi Chamuras, Krisus Mises Bezdin, what's the double lusher in that mission in Shuas? It says, whether it's Kalos, whether it's Chamuros, whether it's Mises Bezdin, Krisus, isn't Kalos Ases and Los Ases, and Chamuras or Krisus Mises Bezdin, why does it have a double lusher? Domer, Kani Mastisa, correct. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. It's all like explaining what from earlier. Hakalos Vachamuros, Osan Hakalos, those Kalos, Vehachamuros, add in that word, Bein Shasan Bezadon, Bein Shalo Asan Bezadon, whether you did them on purpose or not, Osan Hashkagos, the carbonate that changes it to. Whether you knew about the shogeg before Yom Kippur or not, right? That's what's the seer's machaper. Eloena kalos, and what are those kalos? Asevalos ase, eloena chamuros, krisus umises bezdin. So those are all part of the discussion. A little bit more. Kishem shasair. Once we're talking about the seerim, we talk about with the kapara. Kishem shasair nase bifnim machaper alas donos. Just like the seer lashem is machaper on mazids of tumas mikdash vakadashav. Vitola alashkagos bedavar sheish bochi of karban, and it protects temporarily if somebody did a tumas mikdash vakadashav b'shogeg. So then, until he finds out that he did the avera, so the seer lashem protects. But once he finds out he did the avera, he has to bring a karban. But up until that time, he protects. So to Afsir Mishalech Machaper, so to Nisir Mishalech does the same type of kapara, right? A mismachaper for all mesids and for all other averas that you don't know that you did up until the time that you know. So the Gemara says, well, I just gave away the answer already. Nicha lo hoda. Fine, if you never find out about it, we know that Sir Mishalech helps out. Hoda, if you find out about it, so then you don't have to bring a karban after Yom Kippur passed. Lo kintaninim, but then we learn chayvi chatos v'ashamos v'adoin. Shavar len yom kippurim. Chayavin. Even if you're chayv achatos or an asham and yom kippur pass, you still chayv the chatos and the asham. The chayv asham is tului and paturin. Only asham tului, which is more about the gavra, right? So that is going to be pater after yom kippur passes. So what does it mean, lo hoda or hoda? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar ebun barchia, it means this. Bein shen is vada lo behen, bein shalon is vada lo behen. Whether you knew about it or not, but it's talking about asham tului. Says the Karbana Eda, right? Whether you found out about that you're misupik about you did the Avera, or whether you didn't find out what you're misupik, you have no idea, it's Yom Kippur is going to take care of that. Period. We skip the next line. It's going to come up later, and we'll start next time with Taman Taninan.